Blog Talk Radio.
God is so awesome, and he's worthy to be praised, for we give him glory, we give him honor, because he is awesome like that. He is worthy to be praised, and we just want to bless him just for a few moments, because he is good like that. God is a mighty God. He's a way maker. He's a problem solver. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He is just an awesome God. I bless him because God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He is just awesome on today. So we thank God for another Monday night. We thank God. I believe this is November the 7th. 2017. So God is just good. So welcome to those who are calling in on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cutting Edge Talk Show, where I am your host, Apostle Van Zandt Luster. And we give God praise. Tonight, our subject is part two, actually. Part two, demonic influence enters through music. And we're going to explain that. We're going to talk about that. We have an hour show tonight, so it's too lengthy. It's so much information to this when I was studying it and just, learning about it more and just researching. I didn't realize that music can go so far. It's just so lengthy. So, and the woman of God that I was going to have to come on to actually talk about this in detail, she's sick on tonight, so she won't be able to come in and talk on tonight. But perhaps next Monday night, if she is feeling better, then I'm going to bring her in to talk on the music, demonic influence that's wrapped up in music. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to really blow your mind. But I have a little bit for you tonight. And we're going to talk about, before we go into it, let's just have a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. And we ask that you would bless this radio broadcast on tonight, that you would have your way, and we bind up every backlash, hindering spirit of assassination and retaliation. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that no weapon formed against this radio talk show shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We cancel out the assignment of the enemy, and we render him powerless, ineffective, inoperable in Jesus' name. And Father, we plead the blood upon this radio broadcast on tonight, that it is covered from every demonic influence and hindrance in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory for who you are and for what you're doing right now. Bless the listeners, those that are calling in. Bless the listeners. Open up their ears that they will hear by the Spirit and that they will understand in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Father. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let's get down to it. We don't have a long broadcast on tonight, but this is part two from last Monday night. Just in case some of you missed last Monday night, I'm going to just elaborate just a little bit on what we talked about and shared with you on last Monday night. Last Monday night, we talked about outside influences, which is the same on tonight, but it's a little bit more deeper. We're talking about demonic influence, also distraction. I didn't know whether to go with demonic distractions or demonic influence, but I'm going to finish off the influence, and then we'll come again with demonic distractions because I believe that's two separate different shows. But we're going to finish what we talked about on last Monday. The outside spiritual influences, how the enemy can come and bring spiritual evil, spiritual influence through many open doors, many open portals, I like to call it many open windows, and how we open doors for the enemy to come in through our relationship in ministry and family by opening doors of unforgiveness and pride and pornography and jealousy and unforgiveness and all of those things. Those are doors within our soul that we fail to close. And we leave them open instead of dealing with the issues of the soul. So we have to deal with the issues of our soul. Remember last Monday, I explained that if you are born again Christian and you've been regenerated and you have your spirit has been born again and you no longer walk with your own spirit, but you have the Spirit of Christ, you've been born again, you have the Spirit of God in you, that the Spirit of God within you is whole, is complete, and is sound. So there's nothing wrong with your spirit if you've been born again. But now it's the soul that we have to deal with. So if your soul, if you're still holding unforgiveness and jealousy and pride, and you're opening the doors by watching ungodly things like pornography and sexting. I think it's called sexting, S-E-X-T-I-N-G, and watching adult magazines. I mean, those are openings to your soul, and if you don't deal with these issues in your soul, you leave those windows open within your soul for demonic evil influence from the outside to come in to affect your life. So I'm just going to share that a little bit just to kind of bring you up to where we are today. Okay, let's kind of come up to where we are today. We're talking about demonic influence enters in through music. I was listening to a man of God. And this man of God was sharing that he used to be an instrument for Satan. I think he said he was a warlock or a priest. He was a priest. And he said that he was a full-fledged priest for Satan, and he had given his life to Satan and, you know, and all of that, and went and was initiated in the Satanist church and all of those things. And he was given a testimony on how God delivered him and set him free, and he had given his life to the Lord, and now he is saved. You know, God is his Savior, his Lord. And now he was sharing on how the demonic side worked. And so I listened to that teaching for two Sundays, and I began to listen to it. And one of the things that he said that struck me was how the enemy's strategy worked. And when I was listening to it, I said, oh, God. And he was saying how the enemy influenced God's people through music and words. And, you know, one of the weapons of the enemy is words, and then he said music. And so when he was explaining, God began to just speak to me and share with me so many different things. I said, oh, God, we are so ignorant of Satan's devices. And so it's so much that he said, but I won't have time to share all of it on the show tonight because I want to get into the things that the Lord had given me. And he was talking about leaving doors open and how the enemy will influence us through different doors. And he mentioned music, and when he mentioned the music and watching different TV programs, so that struck me, and I began to study and research on that. So what I want to do, let's see, I want to give you, once again, get you some your pencil and your pad, or if you can go back and listen to this broadcast again so you can be empowered even more. These are empowering broadcasts. It's a cutting-edge broadcast. They're very empowering. So if you are determined to be delivered and set free, it behooves you to, not to come and just listen and hear this over and over again. Okay, leaving open doors for demonic influence to enter. Okay, evil influence can come through many ways, okay? Many ways. Unclean movies, unclean music, and et cetera. Just before the radio broadcast was coming on, the Lord just showed me, he said, false doctrine and perversion and discord and unforgiveness are other ways that the enemy will come in and influence you through music. So I'm not going to give too much of that out, but I said, oh, God, this is just so powerful. It's just depending on the kind of music you're listening to, depending on the type of even movies that you're watching, confusion. Let's just use the word confusion, the spirit of confusion. Confusion will come through those different movies. It just depends on what type of movie you're watching, and confusion will come through the music. So it depends on the type of music that you're watching as well. So, okay, I'm going to put that part on pause. I want to finish saying this here. Evil influence can come through many ways, okay? Movies, unclean music, etc. Music has a power and is anointed to go beyond the natural surface. Woo! Let me say that again. Music has a power and is anointed to go beyond the natural surface. It has anointed influence, persuasive power. Woo! That's powerful. When the Lord was telling me that, I said, oh, God, this is just so powerful. It has anointed, music is anointed with influence, persuasive power. Underline that, write that down. Oh, there is a sound. Now watch this. There is a sound that comes from different kinds of music. There's a sound. So it's a sound that is infiltrated in music. It's a sound. It's a particular sound. And the young lady that I'm going to have come, I'm going to see if I can get her to come next Monday. She has it. She got it shown this to her on another whole level, and it's so powerful. So she's going to come and explain that even to a greater depth. There's a sound that comes from different kinds of music. Now, is there right or wrong music to listen to? Absolutely. Christians or God's people cannot listen to any and every kind of music. We have to be careful of what kind of music. Is all music wrong? No. It's the type of music that you're listening to. It's a certain kind of music that you're listening to that you must be careful of listening to. Okay, unlike visual, okay, let me go back to it. Has a music is anointed with influence, persuasive power. I want to kind of go back there just for a little bit. Music has an influential, persuasive power. It will persuade you. You remember Queen Vesta, we're talking about in the Word. I didn't have time to look that scripture up. But, you know, Vesta, Queen Vesta, as you know, Esther, you know about the story about Esther and Queen Vesta. You know, Queen Vesta was the queen before Esther came along. And then because Queen Vesta didn't want to obey the king, he put her out and got him another queen. But Queen Vesta was known for her beauty, and they would play that music. And she would come in, back then they were eating and feasting and drinking, and they wanted some entertainment. So the king called out his wife to come in to dance before the men to entertain them. And because of her beauty, she began to dance to that music, that type of music. And that kind of aroused the men, and, she was seducing them by her dance. And then we know about Saul. Saul was had an evil spirit that would come up on him. And Saul would call for David to play the music, to tame that evil spirit that will come upon Saul. So music, and I'm not going to go into depth on that because I have so much more information to give you. I only set the broadcast just for, we actually have 44 more minutes on the broadcast. Oh, my God. Remember that music is powerful. What did I say? It has anointed, influence, persuasive power. Ooh. So we have to be careful what kind of music we listen to. When David had that evil spirit to come upon him, it troubled him. He didn't have any peace. So Saul called David to play that anointed music. David was anointed to play anointed deliverance, healing music. And his music began to soothe and calm Saul down. So through David's music, it was persuasive. It was influenced with anointed power. And it soothed and it influenced Saul's atmosphere and just caused the persuasion of that spirit to leave. So this is how powerful music is. Oh, God, let me go on because I want to get down to the meat of this. I have so much to share in such a little time. Now, this is one of the researches I did. It says, unlike visual media, music is a powerful social force that also taps into an individual personal identity, memories, and mood. Music and enhances our senses, touches our emotions, and create memories. I have to read that again because this is just so much. Okay. Music is a powerful social force that also taps into an individual personal identity, memories, and mood. So music is so powerful that it will change your personal identity, your memories, and your mood. Music enhances our senses, touches our emotions, and create memories. Okay, let me stop right there real quick. Okay, I was going to find this particular song, but I couldn't find it. But most of you that are calling in, I hope you know this. You remember the old school song, or the old song way back in the day, like Marvin Gaye, you know, what's going on, what's going on? I'm not going to try to sing it tonight. What's going on, what's going on? You know that beat and that sound? Well, you know, if you play that, it's going to put you in a certain mood. And to me, that music is just good for married couple. I wouldn't advise single people to listen to, especially if you're saved, you know, if it's the same person, because it'll put you in the mood that you shouldn't be in if you're single. So I'm using that just for an example. So certain music sounds touches the emotion, the memories, and the mood. It changes your mood. It enhances your senses and your touches. That's how powerful music is. Okay, let me go on. Let me move on. It creates memories. You know, you can have a memory with someone and you're somewhere. You could be walking in the park and having lunch and dinner and a certain music or a certain song comes on with a certain music. And 10 years later, you can hear that music and you'll remember the person that you was with when that music come on, with that song come on with the music. That's how powerful music is. Notice how it triggers the brain. I'm telling you, this stuff is so deep that I was studying, I could not put it all on the air tonight because it talks about how music shifts the brain cell, how it shifts the brain, the right side of your brain and the left side of your brain. It is so powerful how it changes your brain cell. I was studying that on tonight. It was blowing me away how powerful music is. I also did a study on how they took mice and did a study on certain types of music. They did a music with just drum beat, and then they did some music with a different kind of music, and they did that for a couple of weeks or a couple of days, and then they put the mice in a different atmosphere to see their response, and it was such a negative and positive response to these mice. It was just mind-blowing. I have to just perhaps maybe come back with that again because it's just so powerful how powerful music is. Okay, let me go on. Music is well known to connect deeply with to influence identity development. Music is well known to connect deeply to influence identity development. Identity development. Perhaps music can touch or twist one's soul. Music can change the world. It has the ability to charm and soothe the savage beast. Music can affect us in a positive way or negative way. Music has a profound effect on your mind. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Music has a profound effect on your mind, spirit, and behavior. Music can enhance your life in so many ways. But it can also be dangerous, depending on the music you listen to. Depending on the type of music that you listen to, it can bring a positive effect or it can bring a negative effect. Okay, I have 38 more minutes on the line. My goodness. Okay. From the perspective of, now I'm kind of reading this stuff and then I'm going to go back to certain parts. I'm going to go back to the music can affect us in a positive way, in a negative way, and how it affects the mind and the spirit. Let me just deal with that right now. Music has a profound effect on your mind, spirit, and behavior. You know, these are portals that we have to be careful, or windows, if you will, that we have to be careful about leaving open. And we have to make sure when we're listening to music that we're listening to the right music. We want to make sure that the music that we're listening to has the right words to it. It doesn't have a demonic overtone or undertone or whatever tone you want to call it. That it doesn't have a demonic sound. Let's deal with that sound. It doesn't have a demonic sound. It doesn't have a sound of a perversion. It doesn't have a sound of discord to it. So we have to be careful that the music that we listen to, because I noticed that I talk to some Christians sometimes, and they'll say music. I had one lady say to me, it was a Christian lady, she said, music is music. She said, it's all the same. And I said, no, it's not. You know, I just come straight out and say it. I don't know if I get myself in trouble like that all the time. But music is not the same. All music is not the same. So we have to be careful what type, what kind of music we're listening to, the sound of the music that we're listening to. We have to be careful about allowing our children, what kind of music we allow our children to listen to. You know, everybody needs to be on this broadcast, and it should be just full of people listening to this, because even in my study, my research, it was talking about the adolescents and the youth, the type of music that they listen to. In my study, it was showing that they did a study on children listening to a certain type of music and beats, and it showed how it affects their learning behavior. I said, God, this is some powerful stuff here. It shows how it affects them from thinking clear, how it affects them from learning in school because of the type of music that they listen to all day long, how they listen to day in and day out. You know, young people now listen, not all young people, but most of the young people listen to music where it's cussing on it, where they're using such profanity, and they're calling women bees and hoes, and, you know, and downgrading women and cussing on it, and all kind of profane, all disgusting type of words, and the beat and the sound of the music, and they listen to that all day long until it's forming their brain cell, that certain part of their brain that attracts that music, and it's affecting that area of the brain.
And then they did a test and showed that when they it was time for them to take a test in school, they couldn't think, they couldn't remember. They had a slow or low or learning a disability. And it's because of the type of music. When I was doing this study, I said, God, this is just interesting here, how this music they listen to with the sound. It's a sound that they listen to, and it affects their learning ability. So we have to, you know, when children listen to a demonic music that says kill, 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 and it has cussing and killing women and demeaning women, that affects their personality. That affects their emotion. That affects their memory. That affects their senses. And they become what they hear. They become the sound of the beat. I just heard Holy Ghost give me that. They become the sound of the beat. And that's why some children, you notice here, you know, back a couple of years where children just pick up a gun and go to the school and they just shoot up everybody and they don't know why they did it. And then all of a sudden you hear the parents say, well, they were okay until a month ago. They start acting different and start acting weird. You know, they need, and most parents don't understand it's this stuff that they're listening to, that they're putting in their spirit. They're putting in their mind. They're listening to it, and it's affecting their soul. Whatever we allow to enter our mind, our thought process, the battlefield of our mind, or the ground of our mind, if you will, whether it's a negative thing or a positive thing, it's going to affect your mind, and you're going to become the thoughts of your mind. Whether it's a negative thought or positive thought, you're going to become the thoughts of your mind. Whatever thoughts go through your mind or whatever you penetrate in your mind, whatever you feed your mind, you're going to become those thoughts. You're going to become what you feed your mind. And what you feed your mind eventually is going to control you. It's going to control you as a person. And you will be under the influence, demonic influence, of those negative, powerful words and thoughts and sound that's in your mind. This is so powerful. This is how the enemy. Affects us. This is how the enemy. Can affect us. Is through our mind, through our emotion. This is just so good. Okay, let me keep going. Oh, this is good. Okay. From the perspective of the neuroscience, listening, now this is what I wrote because this is what I studied. I studied this, so I kind of wrote this little bit of note down. It says, from the perspective of neuroscience, listening to music is one of the most complex things you can do. Many parts of your brain, see, I put this little part here. It says many parts of your brain have to work together to comprehend even the simplest tune. So what is music really doing to our mind? Once again, what type of music, what kind of music are you listening to? I'm going to read that again. From the perspective of neuroscience, listening to music is one of the most complex things you can do. Many parts of your brain have to work together. So the different parts of our brain have to work together to comprehend even the simplest tune. The simplest tune. So that's a lot of work the brain has to do to me. That's what I'm understanding. The brain has to work together. So watch this. The brain has to work together. It has to come together on one accord. The brain can't say, well, I want to listen to this or I don't want to listen to that or I don't feel like listening. The brain has to work together on one accord. Isn't that something? The brain has to work together on one accord to be able to comprehend. The brain can't work against itself. Ooh, that's a message right there. That'll preach right there. So the brain has to work together. That means it has to come together in agreement to be able to comprehend even the simplest tune. Ooh. So what is music really doing to our mind? Once again, what kind of music are we listening to? This is really good.
But we talked about Saul. Every time that evil spirit came upon Saul, he called for David to play for him. Okay, this is just so good. This is so good. I want to go back. Let me go back and read. So now, depending on the music you listen to, there are different spirits that can come through the music. So this is a way, this is one of the ways that we leave, if we leave wide open doors, then demonic influence will come in to enter. If we watch certain TV programs, I am now starting to cut off certain things. It's just the Spirit of the Lord is just say to me, cut that off. You know, cut that off or cut this off. You know, they have this here. I don't know if it's a new picture that comes on. Let me see if I can think of the name of it. It's called, it's zombies. It's kind of some kind of zombie picture. Of course, I didn't watch that, but when I saw it, I said, ooh. I said, this is awful. I get up and I cut that off because the whole picture is demonic. So I don't watch that demonic, that those zombies. It's from the dead. I think they're from the dead. And it's just the whole city, the whole town is full of these dead people that's coming to get you. I cut that stuff off because that is a window. That is a window. It's a spiritual window. If you're looking at this in a natural sense, then what I am saying to you will not make any sense at all. If you're understanding, if you're looking through your natural senses or trying to understand what I'm saying through your natural senses, then you will not understand what I'm saying at all. I just felt led that I needed to say that. But you have to understand and listen with your spiritual senses and what I'm saying in order to say, because I'm speaking spiritually here. And I'm speaking concerning things that we don't see with our natural eye. We cannot see demonic influences with our natural eye, but we can see the effects of it. We can't see demonic demons with the natural eye, but we can see the effects of their work. Even in our society, in our world, we can see the killings and the murders and all that we see. That is brought on by demonic influence, demonic influence of murder, demonic influence of hatred and racism, and killings. We're looking at it right now, the effects of the manifestation of it, of that influence, demonic power. So we're looking at it now when men's minds are influenced with evil and murder and killing. And it affects their mind, and then they manifest what's affecting their mind, what's influencing their atmosphere, and they become killers, and they become murderers and robbers and rapists, and even homosexuality. That's a demonic perversion influence that influences the mind of that individual. Don't send me any hate messages or no ugly message. Don't send it to me. Don't type it to me. Go in your word. It's in God's word. But those that are homosexuals, those men with men and women with women, God still loves them, but he hates the very act of it, okay? This is not a hate message. I'm not speaking of anyone in particular. I'm discussing something. So those that think that they were born that way and say God made a mistake, no, God did not make a mistake. Your mindset, dear heart or dear sir, is being influenced by demonic perversion in your mind, making you think and believe that you were born that way and that God made you that way. No, you can be delivered of that and you can be set free of that if you want to be. Okay, because God loves you and he doesn't want you to walk in that type of bondage. Okay, let me continue. Depending on the music that you listen to, discord can come through music. Strife can come through music. It depends on the type of music that you're listening to. If you're listening to rock music, different types of rock music, certain types of rock music, you can hear, if you listen to it long enough, you can hear confusion in some music. You can hear discord in the sound. I'm talking about the sound
of the music. You can hear confusion in the sound of the music. You can hear strife in the sound of the music. You can hear discord in the sound of the music. There are some musics that you can hear perversion and lust in. It's the sound because it has a lust sound and alluring to it, you know, that persuasiveness, that power, that influence. It has a luring, it's a lustful influence where it gets into the music and works through the music, and it releases a sound of perversion and lust that causes one to want to lust, that causes one to want to dance perverted and lustful. And they listen to the music. It's that music that moves them and is affecting the brain cells. It's affecting that part of their brain and causing them to react to this type of music, the sound. If you're listening to the wrong music, deception will come through music as well. So that these are demonic doors or demonic windows, if you will, or portals, if you will, that are open, and if we must make sure as children of God that these portals, doors, or windows, or whichever one you want to call it, is closed. You want to make sure it's closed. How do you know it's open in you? You got to check your soul area. You got to check what you're listening to. Even certain company that you are around, you have to make sure that your company that you are keep company with is a clean company. You know, they don't use, you know, people that you hang around. We know when people have to go to work now. Let me make this plain and clear. We know that those of you have to go to work, you know, and you're around different people that may use profanity and you know, they smoke or whatever, and, you know, they do ungodly things because we all once did it, okay? We all was once there and we done that, but those that have been born again, we know we don't walk the way as the old man, but we walk as the new man, okay? So if you're around unclean company or, you know, they're just there in your surroundings, but I'm talking about you don't hang out with them. They're not your best friend. It's not that you keep company with them every day, because if a Christian or, say, a child of God, keep company every day, they are your company, and you keep company with them every day, one or two things is going to happen. Either if you're weak, they're going to win you over, and they're going to bring you over on their side. But if you're strong, then you have to win them over and convert them over to your side. So one or the other is going to happen. That type of company is either going to draw you back into where they, you know, in that environment, or either you're going to draw them. So, but it's not advisable for a child of God to keep company with darkness. The scripture talks about can light and darkness walk together. So we know that light and dark don't mix. Darkness and light don't mix. So we know clean and unclean don't mix. We know righteous and unrighteousness doesn't mix. So you want to make sure that your company is clean. You know, you're going to be around people, especially if you have to work with them, but they don't have to be your permanent company. They don't have to be your company, your friends, or the people you hang out with, go to the movies with, because their life is a different life and your life is another life. So those are even doors too. Those are doors. Those are windows that you can have open in your life if you're not careful, because either their darkness will drown out your light, or either your light has to drown out their darkness. Hallelujah. So doors, we're talking about different doors and poles that we can leave open for demonic, unclean, influenced spirits to come in to affect us. Deception can come through the sound of music. Spiritual warfare can come through the sound of music. Fear can come through the sound of music. So we want to be careful. Jealousy, hatred can come through the sound of music. You know, there are many, many, many different types of sounds of music. But we want to make sure that we close those portals, we close those doors, the sound of the music. We want to make sure that it's not the sound that we're listening to that's going to affect and damage our senses and touch our emotions.
So we want to make sure that we're listening to the right sound, the right sound of music. You know, there are some secular music that are clean, and they have good, clean sound to it, a good, clean words. So I'm not saying that we cannot, as a Christian, we cannot listen to any type of secular music, but you want to make sure. There are some gospel music, actually, that I wouldn't, one particular gospel song that I wouldn't listen to, not mainly because of the sound of the music, but because of the words. Because if I hear negative words, you know, climbing this mountain and all this, I don't sing songs like that, because God didn't say for me to climb the mountain. He said for me to speak to the mountain and the mountains to be moved. That's his word. So I used to sing that song, you know, God give me strength to climb this mountain. You know, I sung that song out of ignorance because I didn't know any better. So, but see, now that I know better, now that I know that God didn't tell me in his word to give me strength to climb the mountain, he said to speak to the mountain. And he said the mountain shall be moved. So that's authority. That's authority. He's given me the authority to speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be moved. So songs like that I wouldn't sing anymore. Mainly because of the wording, the verbiage of the song. So we have to be careful of the sound of the music that we're listening to, especially when it comes, even be careful of the type of movies that we're listening to. Then why I'm really dealing with the music is because the music affects our emotions. Certain music affects our mind. It changes the mood of our brain, or the setting of our brain. It changes our mood and our emotions. It touches our senses. So you want to be careful of all of those things, because these are doors or windows that are open that influential demonic spirit will come in to use. And the enemy will deal with our mind. Our mind is the battlefield between us and God and the devil. Okay, and the enemy comes to control the mindset of a person, to control the person. So if the enemy can control your mind through demonic influence, whether it's through music, whether it's through watching different types of programs, whether it's deception or strife or confusion, if he can work that in the music, he has so many ways to affect our mind. And that's how he controls you. That's how you are controlled, actually, is through your mind. So your mind, your control, and if the enemy can control you through your mind, he has you. He controls you. So a fear can come through the sound of music. Watch this. If confusion can come through the sound of music, if strife can come through the sound of music, then the enemy has your mind, because it's going to affect your mind. That's the first thing music is going to affect. You know, there's music that you can play that if you're nervous, if you're hyper, you can play certain type of music. And I'm talking about good music now, clean music, maybe some soothing, soaking, or just some nice melody music. Notice how if you sit and meditate and just listen to the sound of that music, test it out. I mean, with some good music. Now, don't go get any demonic type music, but go get you some nice soothing music and test it out. Don't just take my word for it. Test it out and just get some nice soothing with some nice words to it, and just sit and listen to that music and watch the mood. Watch how it affects your brain, because you're listening to a sound of that music. And watch how it affects your brain. Watch how it affects your senses and your emotions, how it'll change your mood to a more calmer tone, settle down tone. And then you can listen, you can hear a different type of music, maybe listening to somebody else play it in their car. Because I have done it. I was walking to the store the other day, because I do a lot of walking. So I was walking to the store the other day, and this young man was on this scooter, and he had this music so loud, and it was just oh, I can't even find the words. It was loud. It was like boom, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, ba-boom, boom. And you can hear the words where the person was cussing on it, and it had the loud, drums and organ or with guitar or whatever it is, the instruments were on, they just loud, and the bass and the words he was speaking. And I looked at that young man. I wanted to just break that radio, and he had it loud, and that just, and the music upset me. It just changed my mood that I had, and I became upset, like, oh, I wish he cut it off. So music is very powerful, and it can affect your mood, but it will affect the brain. It's going to affect your brain. Oh, we have just a few more minutes. We're getting ready to go off. Oh, wow. Let's see. This is why demons always attack our minds, which includes our thoughts. Watch this. The devil not only attacks our mind through outside evil influence, but he attacks our thoughts and thinking process. The devil's most powerful weapon is words. That's another broadcast. I'm going to have to come back and do that one separate. Let's just throw that out just to whet your interest. The devil, this is what this man said. Remember I mentioned about a man that was once a priest, a priest of Satan. He was once a high priest. And he said that he had such a demonic power that he could change the thoughts of people. He said all he had to do was use words. He said that's all the devil does. He said the devil used words. And those words that the devil used, he said it changed the atmosphere of that person. And the devil just go and whisper a certain word. And if you're weak-minded, then you'll listen to that word, and it begins to change your thoughts and your thinking process, which will cause you to think that maybe you can't do it, you're a failure. This is why people commit suicide, because those portals were open in their mind, and the enemy was speaking, using words to tell them, you're a failure, you're nothing, you're nobody, you're never going to make it, nobody loves you, everybody's against you. And that enemy is just repeating those same negative words over, and that person began to listen to their words, and it affected them to the point until they wanted to commit suicide. That's the demonic influence that will affect our mind through music and through different TV programs. Turn certain things off because it's a demonic influence trying to come in to affect you. Close those portal doors. Close those doors so the enemy can no longer come through those portals, come through those windows, come through those openings. Close those doors through your soul, in your mind. Read your word of God. Feed your soul the word. When God has brought a deliverance in your life or a healing in your life, continue to fill that empty place with the word of God. Build yourself up in the word, repeating who God says that you are in the word. Okay, I want to close out with this. Oh, it's so much. I'm going to come back and do a demonic distraction. I was just listening to this man that was one of the high priests in Satan's church, and he was saying so much, and I'm like, oh, my God. And he was saying the things that they prayed, they fast, and they worked together to defeat the people and the different strategies that they used. And I think the thing that got me when he said the devil's most powerful weapon is words. Words. Can you just, meditate on that word? So that shows you how powerful words are, too. We're going to come back and do a broadcast on that as well. Oh, my goodness. Let me finish out with this. I have 11 more minutes on the air. It says, now, this is a research that I studied out, and I just took a little piece of it to just share on tonight. It says, in the screw tape letters, S-E-R-E-W-T-A-P-E, it's the screw tape letters. It's a popular Christian novel. That's the name of the novel. screw tape letters. It says, a character named Screwtape represents Satan. Now, this little piece I got out of this novel. And it says, the character name is Screwtape, and he represents Satan, and tries to lead good souls to his cause. Screwtape says, it is funny how mortals always picture us things into their minds. In reality, our best work is done by keeping things out. When I read that, I had to read it over and over. I said, oh my God. It says, in essence, Satan knows that he does not always have to fill our minds with bad thoughts. If he can just keep us from focusing on things of the Spirit. Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord. If you listen to music constantly, you may not have the quiet time you need for thinking, feeling, and receiving spiritual guidance. I thought that was the most powerful little piece, and I had to copy that and share that on tonight. And this person had written a big article, and I just took this little piece because I'm telling you, I found so much information, it blew me away, especially how music affects the brain, the different functions of the brain. But this part here, I took, and I read it over and over, and it says it's funny how, this is what the devil is saying about mortals, is how they think that we're putting things in their mind. He said, but in reality, our best work, watch that word, our best work is done by keeping things out. So Satan's best work is done by keeping things out of our mind. Essence, Satan knows that he does not always have to fill our minds with bad thoughts if he can just keep us from focusing on things of the Spirit. Woo! Now, I'm thinking about a scripture that says, think on these things. Think on things that are true. Think on things that are pure and virtue and kind and lovely. So if the enemy can just get us not to focus on the things of God, if he can just get us not to focus on the God's truth, God's word, then he doesn't have to worry about trying to put things in our mind. So that's like reverse psychology. Like that's like what we thinking the enemy is really doing, he's not doing it because he's coming another way. And that's what you call demonic distraction. I'm coming back with demonic distraction. I'm going to study on that more and come back with demonic distraction, because that was one of the things that this man said that the enemy tricks God's people with is demonic distraction. And when he has you distracted in one area, he comes a whole different way, and you're not noticing. I have no idea of what he's doing until he has done it. Woo! God, this is powerful. This is powerful. Listen, we're going to pray, and we're going to come back next Monday. Perhaps I will have this young lady that I would like to just have her come back and just share some more on the music. I want to bring her back to share more on the music, because it is so far she's going to explain the sound of the music. We want to be educated. I'm here to educate you, to inform you, to give you information that perhaps you did not have. So I ask that you pray for me, keep me held up before the Lord, and that God will continue to give me manna, fresh revelation for his people, and to bring an awareness to his people, things that we need to know as the children of God, as the sons of God. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, and we give you glory tonight for this broadcast. We thank you for unfolding your truth, unfolding revelation, and giving us insight and foresight, bringing an awareness to us concerning the tricks and plans of the enemy. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will help us to stay focused, help us to keep our eyes on you. As Apostle Paul said, he said, I press towards the mark for the high calling of God, and I look at the things ahead, forgetting the things that are behind. Help us to press towards the mark, the high calling of God, forgetting those things that are behind. Help us to stand, therefore, anyhow, having done all to stand. Help us to stand in you. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to stand in faith. Help us to walk in faith. Father, strengthen us in this hour like never before. Give us the strength, the mental strength, the spiritual. Give us the strength that we need, the determination, the mental determination that we need in this hour. Help us to not to be so distracted by the enemy, but help us to stay focused and keep our eyes on you. Help us to keep our eyes on you while we're in the boat. Don't let us take our eyes off the boat that we sink, but help us to keep our eyes on you. Focus on you. Focus on your truth. Focus on your word. Help us to stay focused in what you have already said that you are going to do and you have done. You have already done it in our lives. You have already worked it out. You have already moved every stone. You've already paved the way. It's already done. It's already completed. Just help us to walk in that faith, in that truth, and know that it's already done and completed. And hold fast to your unchanging hand, to hold fast to your word, and knowing that you are God, that you cannot lie, but you are God of your word, and that you are God that is well able to bring us out and to bring us through with victory, that we already have the victory in you, and that we're already conquerors in you. And God, help us just to stand firm in your word and to help us to know who we are in you, Father. Father, I ask that you bless each and every one that is listening and that will be listening to this broadcast, that their ears are open and their hearts prepared to receive your truth, to hear what you're saying to them. And, Father, I pray that you would keep each and every one on this week, keep them going and coming. They're lying down and they're rising. Keep them, Father. Keep their mind. Keep them steadfast in their mind, being determined in this last and evil hour that we're living in. You're coming back soon. We're in a critical, critical, crucial, crucial hour of the biblical prophecies that have come to pass and are yet coming to pass. But help us as the people of God, your children of God, to stand like we never stood before, to believe you like we never believed you before, to trust you like we never trusted you before, to hold on to your unchanging hand like we never held on before, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to declare and decree what you've already spoken in our lives. For we know that there's no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Father, for the greater one on the inside of us, and that we are already overcomers in you because you said that we're overcomers. Thank you for the blood covering over us, God. Take us through and keep us through this week in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you the praise and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to say shalom tonight. God bless you until next Monday night. We'll be coming back same time, same station. Shalom. Thank you.